Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. 2025 was a pivotal year for digital rights advocacy, thanks in large part to the Electronic Frontier Foundation's bold new initiatives. One of the most notable changes was the launch of Effector Audio, the podcast version of the long-standing Effector newsletter. This shift to audio expanded the organization's reach, bringing key discussions on privacy, free speech and technology innovation directly to listeners each week. Through in-depth interviews with legal experts, technologists and activists, Effector Audio has become a crucial platform for unpacking complex issues in digital rights. Surveillance was front and center in 2025, with the EFF shining a light on invasive government initiatives that could threaten personal privacy and free expression. A particularly worrying development was a renewed social media monitoring program initiated by the Trump administration, aimed at tracking non-citizens' online activity. On top of that, the rise of automated license plate readers, or ALPRs, sparked fresh debate by enabling mass tracking of vehicles without judicial oversight or strong transparency measures. The EFF used its audio platform to warn not only of the direct threats these technologies posed, but of their chilling effect on free speech and associational rights. These constant reminders served as rallying points, encouraging listeners to stay vigilant and take action to protect their privacy. Privacy wasn't the only issue. Effector Audio also took a proactive stance with campaigns like Opt Out October, guiding listeners through practical steps to secure their personal data. By offering clear strategies and resources, the EFF has given individuals real agency in reclaiming a small bit of control over their digital lives. Another hot topic was age verification laws, which have put privacy advocates and child protection proponents at loggerheads. The push to introduce strict age gates has raised concerns about potential censorship, as safeguards intended to protect kids from harmful content could also stifle free expression for everyone online. The EFF's stance on this issue stresses balance, making sure that we protect the vulnerable without trampling on universal rights. By the close of 2025, the Effector Audio podcast was regarded as an indispensable tool for activists, educators, and citizens alike. Its actionable advice and clarity on fast-moving legal and technological developments have made informed engagement more accessible than ever. Let's not forget how communities themselves started to transform public decision-making around surveillance technology this year. The move by dozens of US cities to reconsider or cancel ALPR contracts was a real turning point in putting civil liberties front and center. When Flock Safety, a leading ALPR provider, saw its services refused or discontinued in 23 different cities, it was a signal that communities are ready to drive procurement decisions. Instead of letting technology companies set the agenda, city councils and activists reframed these decisions as expressions of social and political will. This wasn't just about rejecting surveillance for surveillance's sake. It was about reasserting community values and democratic control over public safety tools. This movement didn't happen in a vacuum. Grassroots activism played a massive role as residents stepped up to challenge local deployments that didn't align with their values. Public forums, council hearings, and local petitions became key battlegrounds for those pushing back against what they saw as technology overreach. Ultimately, these victories underscore a larger trend, recognizing that procurement isn't just a bureaucratic administrative process, but a critical lever for shaping civil liberties and urban life. Alongside surveillance, 2025 was also defined by the ongoing global fight to defend encryption in the face of escalating political pressures. In the European Union, the much-discussed chat control proposal sought to undermine secure private messaging by mandating on-device scanning for illegal content. Privacy advocates, including the EFF, warned that such measures fundamentally threaten the confidentiality and security of everyone's communications, not just suspected wrongdoers. Thankfully, the public backlash was intense and remarkably effective, slowing the progression of these laws and forcing some lawmakers to reconsider their support. Meanwhile, in France, attempts to grant undercover police access to encrypted messages were shot down, demonstrating that vocal opposition still has teeth on the continent. Over in the UK, recurring calls for tech firms to create backdoors in their encryption systems encountered fierce pushback from privacy-minded users and digital rights groups. Even so, the pressure to water down robust encryption remains relentless, with officials arguing that tighter access is necessary to protect children online and tackle emerging threats. The United States was not immune to these pressures, as evidenced by the reintroduction of the Stop CSAM Act, with new language targeting encrypted platforms. EFF's messaging made clear that weakening encryption for one purpose inevitably erodes the safety of all users, journalists, dissidents, business professionals, and everyday people. The crux of their argument: secure communication is a non-negotiable cornerstone of modern privacy. The defense of encryption has become a truly global issue, knitting together a coalition of technologists, advocates, companies, and regular folks concerned about their digital safety. Looking back at 2025, it's clear we're still only at the beginning of some of these battles. Beyond policy and activism, the year also featured technological advancements that reshaped how people interact with digital systems and the world around them. Take, for example, the latest updates from Waymo, the self-driving car company, which improved how autonomous vehicles respond to unpredictable scenarios. When flash floods hit San Francisco and forced a temporary pause in Waymo's services, it exposed the need for even smarter, more responsive algorithms to handle emergencies. Jeffrey Tumlin, who previously ran the local transit authority, said these challenges are actually opportunities. Every incident is a lesson to help improve safety and adaptability. The incident initiated conversations about how regulations must keep pace with technological progress without stifling innovation or safety. Meanwhile, open source enthusiasts had plenty to celebrate, with projects like Pinter 3.1 reaching new users with enhanced features and responsive editing tools. The open source initiative also doubled down on efforts to clarify what it means to engage with open source licenses, bolstering legal certainty and transparency for developers. These sorts of community-driven advancements aren't just about software. They're a testament to how open collaboration empowers people and expands digital freedoms. In the midst of all this, Japan's enormous decision to restart the Kashiwazaki Kariwa nuclear power plant captured global attention. After years of dormancy following the Fukushima disaster in 2011, this facility is coming back online as Japan reassesses its energy mix and carbon reduction strategies. National surveys indicate that a sizable portion of the local population remains skeptical about nuclear safety, yet policymakers have pressed ahead to meet growing demand for electricity. This pivotal shift is more than just a local issue. It's emblematic of the broader tensions that arise when climate imperatives intersect with public health and risk management. As we weigh technical possibilities against social concerns, Japan's move will be closely watched by governments contemplating their own energy portfolios and environmental pledges. Taken together, all these stories — surveillance, encryption, community-driven procurement, autonomous vehicles, open source, and energy policy — paint a vivid picture of a society in transition. Effector Audio's role, coupled with the EFF's broader efforts, is not simply to inform, but to actively mobilize listeners for meaningful digital engagement. Each episode arms advocates, educators, and ordinary folks with the context and actionable ideas they need to make sense of rapidly shifting technological and legal landscapes. As we stride into 2026, the lesson is clear. Progress depends on vigilance, spirit, and a willingness to stand up for civil liberties. Grassroots activism and community engagement aren't just buzzwords. They're the foundation of a responsive society that can push back against censorship, surveillance, and misguided legislation. The good news is, resources and allies are stronger than ever, with digital platforms like Effector Audio amplifying the reach and impact of the movement. By pooling our attention and courage, we can continue to challenge the status quo and demand accountability from both big tech and government authorities. For those of you inspired to take action, now is the ideal moment to join the conversation, whether that means supporting EFF's campaigns, contacting your local officials, or simply staying informed. The intersection of technology, law, and society isn't just for experts. It touches every aspect of our daily lives, from what news we see to how we connect with our communities. Each of us has a stake in the future of digital rights, and platforms like this can ensure our shared commitment translates into sustained impact. As you reflect on the past year and look forward to what's next, remember that advocacy, vigilance, and innovation are the engines of justice in the digital age. Together, we can stand up for a freer, safer digital future for everyone. Thanks for listening.